Should be great weather for the Mercy Medical Center 5K Run for Recovery. In the studio with us right now is the emergency room director at Mercy, Erin Daly, and the complex care coordinator, Carolyn Muse. Good to see you, ladies.
Good morning.
You said no difficult questions.
I know.
Who's the one in charge of complex care?
I am.
You're complex care. We'll ask complex questions.
It is complex.
And we don't ask complex questions. We're pretty simple guys.
Yeah, very simple guys.
So tell us about the event.
So on Sunday, we are going to have our first ever 5K. It's for Mercy Medical Center. The proceeds are to sponsor a community substance abuse program that we started about a year ago. And it's our first 5K, and we are really excited. It's at Ashley Reservoir. Registration is at 9 o'clock. The walk run will begin at 10 a.m.
Do you find it difficult? Do patients that are admitted to the hospital find it difficult to run a 5K?
It probably won't be patients.
Oh, it won't be patients. Okay, because I was thinking the walk.
It'll be the rest of us to support it.
I figured the walk part would be for the ICU patients, the run part would be for the regular patients.
Maybe pushed in a gurney, perhaps, but not.
We could do that.
Yeah. That's the only way I'd do a 5K.
Wheelchairs are welcome.
Yeah. And this is to benefit. Where does the money go to again?
So we started a community substance abuse education program about a year ago, which is myself and some of our staff, Erin included, and a substance abuse counselor from Providence Hospital. And we go and do community events educating on the opioid epidemic. I travel with a substance abuse counselor who will give people live appointments with him for substance abuse counseling. And we're also doing education on Narcan, the use of Narcan to empower families and to save lives of addicts who are addicted and overdose.
So we all hear a lot about the opioid addiction problem. And for those of us that haven't had a chance to face that, thankfully, give us a sense of how prevalent it is, especially at Mercy.
At Mercy, we see on an average probably 10 to 15 overdoses a month. People who come in who have overdosed, brought in by EMS, who are given Narcan. So they're brought to the emergency room to be evaluated and to be monitored until they're safe for discharge or we can get them into services.
And those are just overdoses. Those aren't just people who are having the problem. It's many, 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 many more who are having the addiction issue to opioids.
According to the CDC, there are 1,000 patients a year seen in emergency rooms for opioid-related issues.
I read something a couple of weeks ago that I thought makes an awful lot of sense, the idea that they should turn Narcan into an over-the-counter drug.
Right. So there is a standing Massachusetts prescription pharmacy where anybody can go into pharmacies such as Mercy's pharmacy at Mercy Hospital. They can go to Walgreens or they can go to CVS. And without a prescription, they can get Narcan to carry. And there's instructions in there how to administer it.
Now, you mentioned this is the first time you've done the 5K. And I know myself, I work out every day. But I would never be able to do a 5K, and there might be other people who feel the same way, but I'm noticing here on the registration form, you can make a donation without doing the run also.
Correct, you can. And you can also walk it. It's a beautiful walk on a Sunday morning.
Where is the the Ashley Reservoir. Like on 202 when you're heading into?
In Holyoke.
I've never actually been in there.
And actually we're meeting at the Elks?
Yes.
The Elks. In Holyoke.
That's all you're allowed to say.
Yes,
that was your one word.
We're meeting there. That's where registration will take place, and we'll start from there.
Is there anything happening after it than resuscitation?
There's no resuscitation needed, but we will have EMS there if anybody needs it.
Yeah.
AMR is going to bring an ambulance so that if there's kids there, they can climb through the ambulance, talk to them.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Is that while someone is being given CPR, let's say?
I'm not going to need CPR.
So there's not that I'd want more than kids climbing around while we're doing CPR.
But if you do need CPR, you'll be in the perfect place because there'll be plenty of medical people there to help you.
Exactly.
There you go.
What is your title is what?
I'm the director of the emergency room.
So does administrative or are you a nurse?
I am a nurse.
You are.
Yep. I was a staff nurse for many years, and now I'm in administration.
So administration of emergency. So in other words, if a guy comes in, one guy comes in with a stab wound, another one comes in with a bullet wound, you administer the paperwork and say, all right, this guy goes into the K's, this guy goes into the B's or something like that?
Sir, could you please sign your name while you're bleeding and try not to get all over the forms?
Yeah. What does the administrator of the ER do?
So I unfortunately go to a lot of meetings, but take care of all of the budgetary staffing, all of the administrative duties of the department.
You don't generally get bloody anymore, in other words.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, unless a pen explodes.
Do you miss it?
Do you?
I do.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
You can do a little freelance.
Yeah, you know.
You know, just start showing up at crime scenes.
If someone wanted to sign up for the 5K, what should they do?
They can sign up online at mercycares.com. And also, there's a registration on there where they can register there. Or they can
sign up the day. We'll be there at 9 o'clock.
The day of.
Yep, the day of the race.
On-site registrations as well.
Carolyn Muse, Aaron Daly from Mercy, we appreciate you coming in. Best of luck with the event.
I do want to just ask one thing. You've seen a lot of people, the patients that come into the hospitals very, very nervous. Are they ever as nervous as the two of you were when you came in here?
I think we did pretty well.
I think
we
did fine.
Very well. That's why I'm looking back on it now.
I don't think we stuttered.
You didn't do it
all.
We stuttered more than you guys did.
People anticipate this is going to be a difficult experience, and when it's over, they go, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Well, we appreciate you guys making it easy on us.
Well, thanks for coming
on. Thank you for having us.
It's 9 o'clock with Bax and O'Brien to Rock 102.